Attorneys for former President Trump met with top officials at the Justice Department today. CBS News correspondent Robert Costa is joining us on Drive Time. Robert, why was Trump's team there?
Former President Trump's attorneys are making the case to federal investigators that the former president should not be charged for his handling of classified records found last year at his Mar-a-Lago home in Florida. This is a high-stakes meeting coming before a possible indictment in an investigation that has stretched on for months.
What are their concerns specifically?
The Trump attorneys want to make clear to the federal investigators that they believe that this case from day one has not unfolded in a way that is going to hold water, legally speaking, should it ever get to a trial. They're arguing, we hear behind the scenes, that because attorney-client privilege was waived by the investigators and then later by a federal judge, that the evidence that has been compiled in this investigation won't ultimately be able to convince a jury that Trump is guilty of any sort of conspiracy to hold back these documents. But the investigators have insisted, we hear, for the entire time, that they have followed the rule of the law at every step.
And as you reported recently, the Trump team can't find one of the classified documents in question?
There is a tape that has emerged in the evidence compiled during this investigation where Trump is speaking about an Iran-related document that's classified. Because of what was discussed on that Trump tape that was given to prosecutors during the course of this investigation, they sought out that document. But Trump's lawyers, after searching for it, said they're not sure it even exists and they haven't been able to find anything like it.
Speculation, Robert, is this grand jury is almost done with this investigation?
This is a crossroads for the investigation of Trump on the classified records. The investigation of Trump on January 6th on the federal level continues. There's a possible looming indictment in Georgia on the state level. But when it comes to the classified records, a charging decision, sources tell CBS News, is imminent because the grand jury has effectively wrapped up most of its work. We'll likely hear from only a couple more witnesses, if any. And because of this moment in the investigation, it's a time when the special counsel working within the Justice Department will come to a decision. Will he actually choose to move forward and indict a former president by a federal grand jury? This is a time of contemplation for the prosecution about whether they really want to move ahead.
What are sources telling you? What is the worst case scenario here for Trump, penalty-wise, if found guilty?
It depends on how this all plays out. Trump might not even be charged. If he is charged, it could be some kind of agreement. If it ends up being a misdemeanor or a plea deal where he pleads guilty to a misdemeanor, but if he does not want to have any kind of deal, then it could go to trial. And ultimately, if you're facing an obstruction charge, an obstruction of justice, an obstruction of the federal government to secure records, and you're convicted, you're facing a significant serious sentence. We're talking again about a former president, which is highly unusual to predict how sentencing would work. But this is something that would certainly have a federal penalty, if not incarceration, if it ever got to there.
CBS News correspondent Robert Costa, we appreciate the update. Robert, thanks.
Thank you.